You're listening to The Skeptic Dialectic with Anaxarchus. This is my podcast. There are many like it, but this one is mine. All right, so why is it? Why is it that there seems to be a war on masculinity right now? Now, I get it, and I'm down with it, okay? Equality, the choice of equality. And I'm not even saying that, no, let's scratch that. It's not even the choice of equality. Equality, okay? If you want to go out and work, then work. If you want to stay at home and raise the kids, then stay at home and raise the kids or keep the house. Contribute. It's just as hard of a job to stay at home with your kids as it is to go out and work. Matter of fact, it's harder. I would rather go out and work in the jail that I used to work at, fighting meth heads in a cloud of OC spray, getting wrapped in taser wires, than I would be at home with my kids. And I love my kids dearly, okay? But man, it is a difficult job, and it takes a lot more out of you mentally and physically than it does to go out into the workforce, even in a dangerous field of work. I've worked many of them, and I'm going to tell you right now, I love my kids. I love to spend my time with them. But in the day in and day out routine of it, I want to go do dangerous stuff because it's easier, right? Okay, so now that being said, there is a segment of the population. I'm not going to name what segment of that population is that want every male on this planet to be ashamed of the masculinity that some of the males feel. And want them all to be this passive, submissive, oh, everything that you say is right, subject to a female-led society and relationship. And you know what? Some people are okay with that. And if you're okay with that, I'm okay with that for you, okay? But not everybody is like that. Are you going to take a lion and tell it to stop being a lion? Are you going to take a wolf and tell it to stop being a wolf? You're not even going to take your dog and tell it to stop being a dog. And if you are, you're a piece of shit individual. Because every being is what it is. Okay? And you and anybody else, nobody has the right to force someone to not be what they are. Now, if you're a murderer or a pedophile, then you know what? You could be that, but there's a place for you, and it's called incarcerated for your crimes, okay? But in the scheme of things, some men are made to be aggressive, to be masculine. Some women are made to be aggressive and more masculine than some of the men I know, and that's okay. But stop trying to make everyone conform to some viewpoint that you think you have and you're right and nobody else is, okay? The creatures, you know, I'm wired to go out and be the hunter-killer, okay? And when I look at a woman, I look for someone who's going to be a good mate for me, not just in the short term, not just to make beautiful, healthy, strong, intelligent babies, but I need someone who I know is going to raise my kids properly and maintain the house, maintain the nest while I'm out hunting and killing. Primal. We're talking primal here, folks. Now, I'm not belittling or saying that the woman at home that I'm searching for or have found is any less than what I do. This is even more important of a role. I fill a specific role. I go out and I earn for the house and I protect the house and I maintain the house. And yes, sometimes I might fall short on those things because we're all human. But the fact is, everyone has to find the role that they're comfortable playing and they need to play it. But you don't look at somebody else who's playing a role and try to tell them that their role is wrong. If their role isn't harming you or other people, what right do you have to get involved? So stop trying to put this war on masculinity at the top of everyone's list. Let the masculine be masculine. Let the submissive be submissive. And everyone in between. That's all I got to say about that. Thanks for listening to The Skeptic Dialectic. I'm Anaxarchus. If you like what you hear, please make sure you follow us to get the latest podcasts. And if you have anything you'd like to say or contribute, feel free to send me a message. But remember, keep it civilized. We are a nation of civilized human beings. See you next time. Goodbye.